whatever's on your mind, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And we're going to get back to your calls here, but just to clarify something that that I said at the very end of the last hour, we were talking about what is natural, right? I mean, we're looking at the definition of natural and comparing it to artificial. Natural is anything that man, the definition-wise, natural is anything that man has not gotten involved in. And so, of course, then the question was, well, what about chimpanzees? What about the predecessors of man, the ancestors of man? At what point did the beast that became man become the man? At what point in the evolutionary process?
And what qualifies as planting? The first sort of agriculture that was done was essentially picking through the plants that grew up in the midden pile, the waste that the ancestors of man or whatever, or maybe man, older, some older Cro-Magnon man, threw there.
Right. And I said, at the very end of the segment, I said, well, monkeys, and then you start asking, well, what about other animals? I mean, what about the fact that we're learning over time that animals have much greater cognitive ability and the ability to understand words and even speak. And when I said they could speak, I didn't mean they could actually enunciate.
Words, yeah.
I meant that they've got these computer programs or whatever, and before the computer they had these ways
they
for chimpanzees and gorillas to press things and essentially create sentences to communicate with their human counterparts. And so what does that mean? I mean, it means that the animals that we're surrounded by, in many cases, are of greater intelligence than I think most humans realize. I think humans take it for granted that they're the most brilliant things on the earth, but it may not be necessarily true.
Yeah, that's the part that disturbs me the most about eating them.
About eating animals.
I don't think cows are really that smart.
Pigs are smart. Yeah. I don't know about you, but I like to eat them too.
There's going
to
be differences, I think, between the animals out there. But I think
the pig is actually the tastiest of the animals.
I like cows better, but that's just me. But pigs are very smart. And most people wouldn't eat a dog, but a pig is arguably smarter than a dog.
Yeah.
I've heard it debated. But really,
a pig is definitely smarter than most dogs.
If you're debating whether or not it's appropriate to eat a given animal because of how sentient it is, I mean, honestly, I would not eat a chimp and I would not eat a dolphin intentionally, unless maybe I was starving to death. But I really would not choose to eat. Those are a couple animals I wouldn't choose to eat. But honestly, it's actually worse to eat a pig, in my opinion, than a dog. If that's your standard.
So you don't eat bacon?
No, I eat pigs. I'd eat a dog too.
You just mean you wouldn't slaughter it.
No, I would slaughter a pig and I would eat a dog.
Oh, okay. It's just you would not. You would slaughter pigs and dogs, but not chimpanzees.
I don't know if I could slaughter a dog because I like a dog, but I would eat both. I'm just saying it makes, logically, it makes sense to me if you're going to have a system about what animals are and aren't okay to eat, you shouldn't eat the smart ones because they're smart. They kind of understand that they're alive and want to be alive.
Right. I think that makes sense. Yes, there are clearly different differentiations and levels of intelligence between different species, but I think that in many cases we underestimate our animal friends. And I speak that not from having not being expert at this, but just
I would just not having experience. I would not believe that you could train a cat to do tricks.
Exactly. That's my point. That is my point.
And
most people they take for granted that cats are the way they are and that you just have to open feed them and all this other stuff. No, I feed my cats on a schedule and they perform tricks in order to get their food.
They do it in a very sullen fashion too. They're not happy about this trick performing stuff.
No, but they do
I think that it's just about animal abuse.
You think?
No, yeah. I think you
should eat the cat.
I think it's making cats work for a living, which is something that the vast majority of them never have to do.
Right. Normally, in the wild, they have to chase down lizards and mice and things like that.
Well, what they do is essentially they are a very stubborn animal, and they just manipulate humans into giving them food. They don't want to do things for you.
Blame them.
They'll just try to nuzzle you and purr and try to manipulate you into feeding them anyway, even if they don't do what you
want. Absolutely. And that it's that kind of when you look at
it from who's boss.
When you look at it from that perspective, you really start to realize, I mean, manipulation is the absolute correct word for it. They realize that these hairless monkeys are a bunch of suckers and that all they have to do is be cute to them and that they'll get whatever they want
to. You would think that they were dumb. Most people would say that cats, exactly. You cannot train a cat. Therefore, they're not as smart as a dog.
Cats are not as smart as a dog. They just don't have the cerebral cortex.
How do you know that?
Because they're not. They're just not.
I don't know if I agree with you. I don't think they likely are, but I think they're a lot smarter than people give them credit for.
I think they have a form of intelligence that's different. A dog, as you know, is a pack animal, and the dog is much more interested in pleasing its master, if you will. Cats don't really care that much about pleasing the master.
They might not even like you, but they'll do it for your food.
Right. If master has something they want, then the priorities change. But you have to have the patience to be able to train a cat. Whereas with a dog, my old dog that I had would do anything for just a petting. I wouldn't give the dog treats. I would just give the dog praise because dogs are okay with that. Dogs eat that stuff up. That's what they live for. They live to be loved by you. Whereas cat could care less if you want to pet it. My cat
doesn't even care if you die. I mean, a dog might realize that. A cat might or might not care.
Right. For my cat, it's not good enough. He's not going to do anything for me if I just give him a petting. He'll bite me if I pet him afterward. But, you know, if I've got a bowl of food, then he'll roll over, he'll stand up, he'll lay down, he'll lay on his side. I mean, I've got 20-plus different tricks that the cat can do. So, anyway, just kind of throwing that out there. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We go to Keith in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Keith.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I was having a discussion with a construction worker today while we were working on the inside of my house, and he comes from he's actually an unlicensed worker, and we were discussing both how that affects the people he works with, and then we just got into random side discussions. But the biggest one that I always find that sticks in this area is anytime I delve into the military at all, well, we have to keep them because they drive the economy along with any other means of job.
Isn't that the broken window fallacy?
I'm not familiar with that.
Mark, can you explain that?
Broken window fallacy says that it's good if a window is broken because then you have to pay someone to fix it. However, what it doesn't take into account is that the money that was spent on fixing the window would have gone into something else, whether that's into savings and then gives a stockbroker a job or whatever.
That wasn't my understanding of the broken window fallacy.
What's your understanding?
My understanding of the broken window fallacy is that it was an argument used to say that if you have a neighborhood where minor crimes are taking place that really don't harm anyone, like windows being broken by vandals or gum being spit on the sidewalk, it leads to a response in people to their environment where they care less about social norms, and then it results. It spirals out into more serious crimes like theft and rape and murder.
But I've never heard that one.
I have heard that too, and I know that the term broken window is involved in that, but I don't believe that is the broken window
fallacy. I think
that
might be the broken window theory, but I'm just going to check.
Well, anyway, the idea being that when I said broken window fallacy, I was intending what Mark was talking about. The idea that, well, if the military is a boost for the economy, that's essentially the broken window fallacy. Because the idea is that, well, if they go and break things and blow things up, then, well, you got to hire all these people to fix those buildings and, you know, repair things. And is that what you were getting at when you were suggesting that point?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
The way I've been phrasing it since I left the Navy just couple of months ago, it really, after you get in and see how everything works, it consumes a lot of your time. You do work very hard at something, usually not anything productive. So it's really just kind of a different form of welfare.
Yeah, it's a make work program.
That's what the Democrats will tend to call the military is Republican welfare. The idea that you can take, you know, the lower class peons or whatever, give them a job in the military where they're really doing something constructive, and you know, that's a good thing.
And well, the Democrats like the military when they're in charge of it. They're not disbanding it. Barack Obama is
okay. Democrat, maybe it's the more liberal of the.
You
Democrats?
Mean like the run of the mill folks, not the politicians. When you say Democrats, you mean like just the people.
Whatever.
People.
I don't know. I mean. mean, it's in that area.
Keith, I don't know if you have more. If you do, hang on. We'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shisane, Anderseed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a 1-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, at freetalklive.com, including our Shrine of Female listeners. The dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Hey, why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. You can visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue, Keith is still on the line with us here in Connecticut. And you were saying that you were having some discussions with some guys on with a construction worker, and that he brought up the military, and that frequently you'll hear people make a claim about, well, the reason we need the military is because, and this was an unusual claim, at least from my perspective, is that they would claim that the military is beneficial to the economy. Normally what I hear is that, well, we need to keep us safe from all the people around the world that want to kill us. But the idea that the military is benefiting the economy is essentially the parable of the broken window, also known as the broken window fallacy. We did do a little digging on Wikipedia during the break, and one of my producers sent over a few links to where the thing you were thinking of, Nick, was the fixing broken windows, restoring order, and reducing crime in our communities. This is not the broken window fallacy or the parable of the broken window. This is based on an article. It's a book based on an article called Broken Windows, which appeared in 1982's Atlantic Monthly, saying that consider a building with a few broken windows. If the windows are not repaired, the tendency is for vandals to break a few more. Eventually, they may break even into the building, and if it's unoccupied, perhaps become squatters or light fires inside. Or consider a sidewalk. Some litter accumulates. Soon more litter accumulates. Eventually people begin to start leaving bags of trash from takeout restaurants there or breaking into cars. And so they're saying that a successful strategy for preventing vandalism, say the book's authors, is to fix the problems when they're small. So repair the broken windows within a short time, say a day to a week, and the tendency is the vandals are much less likely to break more windows or do further damage.
And this is what has been used all along to essentially grow police departments. The idea is that, if you have to beat cops out there hassling people for small crap, you don't have large crap.
So, Keith, are you still with us?
I am.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, his assertion wasn't purely that the military was going to drive the economy, but definitely that war is what drives the economy. And then further, he made the doomsday prediction that, what if they actually succeed? What if Obama pulls all the troops back? Well, then the unemployment's just going to explode because all these guys are just going to come back and be forced out of the military, which wouldn't happen at all. They just sit here and do whatever.
Yeah, collect their paycheck. Right. It doesn't matter if they're blowing things up or not. They're still collecting the same pay.
Certainly.
Right.
And you wouldn't have the money that is being taken out of the productive economy to cut their paychecks, and much more of it goes to buying equipment or getting that equipment overseas. That money would not be taken out of the productive economy. It wouldn't be taken away from people who want to spend it and use it on a voluntary basis, whereas today it is.
And that is the opportunity cost, which is involved in the broken window fallacy. The opportunity cost being that, well, however many trillions of dollars have been spent on the Iraq war. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of billions.
And just to recap, since we gave the fixing broken windows, that's much different than the broken window parable that Mark was talking about.
Correct.
Which is the idea that if somebody breaks a window, it could look good for the economy because somebody's going to have to come and replace that window. So a certain amount of money is going to be spent on
cleaning it up.
Say it's $100.
It.
Yeah. But the idea of what Mark was talking about is that $100 that's spent fixing the window is $100 that person does not have to buy something else that they may need.
Buy some food, send their kid
buy
to school.
Buy some clothes.
You know, whatever.
So the money that's being spent on wars overseas or on the military, that
is misallocated.
Right. It is misallocated. And that's money that could be allocated here on a voluntary basis by people who are purchasing goods and services in the marketplace.
Right. You take the budget of the military, however many hundreds of billions of dollars that is every single year, you take all of those dollars and you get rid of the military, you put all that money back in the hands of the people that earned it, and then you'll see a tremendous economic boom because then all of a sudden it's being allocated for the most part correctly,
as
opposed to the way of the whims of politicians.
I don't want to make the argument more complicated, but of course it is somewhat more complicated based on the fact fact that a lot of the money that is spent by the government on military interventions overseas is in fact created out of thin air.
Created out of thin air. Now that and also it is done on the come. It's borrowed. So what you can see
still the, sucking
the,
value.
Right. What you're saying is true, but what you when you're talking about Bastiat, you have to talk about what is seen versus what is unseen. And what is seen in the marketplace, especially people who use World War II. Well, we were in a depression. Their limited understanding of history is we were in a depression. Then the war came, and we came out of the depression. And that was how it was. Well, you know, obviously, FDR's socialist plans kept us in the Depression much longer than we would have had. But then the government sees a reason to ramp up production. Remember, we had horses for the cavalry at the beginning of World War II. Ramp up production of tanks and bombers and things that go boom and all, you know, helmets and all these things. And they did it on the come. They did it with war bonds. Mm-hmm. They did it by printing money. They did all of these things.
Very visible.
So what you saw was not – it was a real creation of wealth. It really was. But what it did is it created it out of the future by, you know, robbing people of savings through, you know, printing the money, future from borrowing the money, and, you know, all these things. So it was a real creation, you know, for the marketplace. It really did ramp things up in that one particular case. But at this point, doing it again would drive us into, you know, it would kill the dollar. At this point, they've milked it for all that it's got left in it. And they gave it to all the rich people that make things that go boom.
Keith, any other thoughts?
Actually, I have a couple of thoughts for you, Ian. I believe you own rental property. And
yes.
I was, as the worker today was unlicensed, we were actually discussing, I have a pretty sizable attic, and I've been considering converting this from a two-family into a three-family.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, he discussed the option of doing it under the table versus the requirements of doing it legitimately, or basically going and getting the permits and paying the extra for the licensed plumbers and electricians and everything else. And I was just curious how you would handle that in your situation, because I don't believe that you would bother going.
It's a tough call. It depends. I remember the house that I used to own down in Sarasota, Florida. I discovered after I bought it that it had been added onto without having the permits pulled for that. So it had an entire extra couple rooms on the side.
Are you telling me you managed to buy this without the government letting you know that unlicensed people had added on? That's unsafe.
And it put me in a real bad position, because I had wanted to change the roof. I'd wanted to put a pitched roof on it because there was a lot of pool. Cooling water up on the top of this flat roof that it had. It's kind of a ranch style.
But it never had a problem. I mean, they do have flat roofs in this world.
Oh no, it leaked when I first moved in there.
Okay,
yeah.
But you can make it so it doesn't leak. There are flat roofs that don't leak.
I understand that. I was looking at options as to what to do, and I could not put a pitched roof on that house because of the add-on. If the government were to come over and first, they're going to see you putting the roof on. There's no way you can avoid that. Making changes in your home is probably safer, so I'd say go for it. More coming up here. We can talk about additions on homes in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Hardin Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Hardin Body Extract today by visiting hardinbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hardinbody.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We'll talk about teaching cat tricks and economics all in the same hour. Anything goes. So 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got various different ways for you to listen to this program online. We've got live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, webcam. Plus, we've got listen lines, which allow you to listen to Free Talk Live anywhere where you have a phone that can dial long distance. Go and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com as we continue here with your phone calls. There was something I think that you wanted to add to the discussion that we were having earlier, Nick, and I
don't even know what the discussion is you're talking about. Take the call.
I guess not. Must not have been that important.
Good job, talk show host.
Let's go to Brett in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
I was kind of, I guess the question I had is about handling like discussions with people about how, you know, they get so bent out of shape when you try and talk about like some of the like bad ways cops go about doing their jobs and stuff, like trying to push other people around and everything. Just because I had kind of like a run-in with some people a couple weeks ago. Like, you know, I know some people that are like police. Like, one of my best friends is a cop down in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and my brother-in-law is actually running to be the sheriff here in the county this year. And
okay.
these guys just, you know, I was trying to point out these, how sometimes the cops, they just go in, they, sometimes they'll just kind of try and show their power over all of us and everything.
Sure.
And how, you know, because what had happened, it was, I was at work just a couple weeks ago, and, I work at, I'm a security guard, and, it's just the local jail is just right down the road, and I cops go down the road all the time. And somebody was coming into work, and they just happened to get pulled over by a cop. You know, I see it all the time, and I, you know, I look down and started doing something else. All of a sudden, I look back up, and there's three cop cars are pulled, you know, got the lady pulled over. And I kind of, I figured, you know, well, I'll take this as an advantage to try and, you know, say something about it. I pulled out my cell phone and decided to post something on the, like, my Facebook about it, saying, you know, oh, this is just probably the cop showing, you know, showing sign of power over this lady. And, you know, probably this, probably, you know, it's just a victimless crime. This lady did probably just talk speed and everything. And
right. Was it necessary to bring out three cars for this?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was kind of pointing out. And, you know, this is obviously this lady is just a victimless crime. And all of a sudden, you know, there's, why do three policemen have to show up and, you know, have their lights flashing behind this lady, you know? And the people, you know, just jumped all over me, just saying, trying to make it sound like I hate the police and everything. And I'm just trying to say, you know, sometimes cops do this. You know, I'm trying to get it through their head, and they're just trying to just calling names and just getting all bent out of shape and everything.
Yeah. You know, there's not much one can do about the name-calling aspect, because many people who wanted to have, you know, have their arguments for big government really do resort to ad hominem attacks, and they don't go for logical points.
Right.
I mean, I think you can make the point that it's not the police officers you have a problem with. It's their actions in this case. I think that's it. The best thing you can try to do to sort of diffuse that argument. But I would agree. I mean, I would agree that this kind of thing does go on, and it is a problem. And there are some people out there who are going to rush to the defense of the cops when it's not appropriate. Not that all police officers are doing this and intimidating people, but there are many out there that do. And I think it can be difficult to make that point to some people because they've been taught to regard all police officers as heroes instead of just people like you and me.
There's right.
Some good ones, some bad ones.
That's a big problem. Now, are you saying that most of the people you were getting these pro-police responses from were related to or actual police officers, or were they just people that...
Mostly, because one of them, like my best friend, who's the policeman down in Indianapolis, he was really kind of getting bent out of shape. He was trying to say that, you know, that I was trying to say all these police were bad, and he finally just gave up on the debate. And I kept trying to tell him, you know, it's not the police that are bad. You know, I know a lot of good police officers. You know, they don't abuse their power. And I'm saying, you know, well, I'm trying to tell him it's the system, you know, you guys are working for that's broken that allows you to get away with stuff like this. And, you know, he just, after a while, he gave up on the debate. And he's like, you know, I just give up, you know, I'm a bad person because I have a badge and everything. I'm like, you know, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying you work for a broken system. That's all I'm That's
well, and that's still, right, you may not be saying he's a bad person, but in a way, you're still kind of besmirching him by saying that, well...
You're directly addressing that system that they work for, and you're saying if you're saying it's illegitimate, which is actually a step beyond, I would say it's illegitimate in the way it's practiced now, that's actually a step way beyond where I would go personally, but if you're saying that government is illegitimate, or the police, the laws behind them are illegitimate. Essentially, you are saying that they're doing immoral, unethical things.
They are. That can be seen as a strike against them, and I wouldn't blame them for feeling that way. But that sounds like what you're coming. So you're really only coming up against people that are actually connected to the police department with this particular attitude.
Kind of. Yeah. I was kind of trying to make the point that sometimes whenever they feel they can do it, they can just try and show how much power they have over us.
Yeah,
you know, and we might not realize what's really going on, what they're trying to do.
Yeah, a little muscle flexing. A cop that says, police don't ever flex their muscles, they never abuse their power. Somebody who's doing that is they're really showing how blind they are to their own system. Even if they say, oh, it happens every once in a while.
You bet, apples.
But if you take a guy who can have a bad day, and I don't even want to say a bad day because I don't have that many bad days. But I mean, you know, throughout the day I have different feelings. You take a person who's driven by their emotions, and you don't put any checks and balances on these people, or put very weak checks and balances on them, and especially an attitude, a society that's ruled by the attitude that these people can do no wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you expect to get?
Yeah, and then I was trying to tell them, you know, things they could do, you know, with, you know, if these policemen show up and try and, like, you know, do flex their muscles or whatever, you know, trying to say, you know, if they come in and, like, they want to search in your vehicle and be like, you know, I would try and tell them, like, you know, you're allowed to say no to these people, you know, trying to say, don't be afraid of them. You know, you can tell them no, you know, not unless you have a warrant to come search my vehicle or anything.
And what did what did your friend have to say to that?
He was trying to go with like probable cause, you know, trying to say, you know, if you're shining the flashlight in the car and you see like he used like a roach clip or something like that as an example, you know, you see a roach clip in somebody's car, that's probable cause. You know, he was like, you can search their car right then. You don't have to have a warrant.
Well, yeah, depending on what jurisdiction you're in, yeah. I mean, probable cause is really grounds to get a warrant in the way it's supposed to work. The warrants are supposed to issue upon probable cause. Not the cops aren't supposed to be able to just search because, I think I smelled marijuana.
But they do.
Oh, they do.
And that is typically, I think that has been ruled as enough of justification.
If they don't find marijuana, then they're in trouble, though.
I've had that happen.
Well, you can make an issue of it.
Yeah.
Not much is likely to happen to them.
Right. So I think maybe what you're dealing with here is that these police, even though to you it seems clearly immoral that what they're doing, they may feel that it's totally moral because they believe that what is legal is moral and what is illegal is immoral.
And they're stopping bad guys. That's the way they see it. It doesn't. Many of them don't care even if they do what's legal as long as they stop bad guys. And that's where the real slippery slope comes in, because now you're asking the cop. Cop is saying, I know who the bad people are and the good people, and the evidence is against them. They don't know.
Right, because, you know, I've tried to tell him, you know, one lady jumped in the conversation and was telling me about her ex-husband, saying, you know, the cops have pretty much harassed him, like, you know, like more than one, on one occasion, saying, you know, they've, you know, just repeatedly asking him all these questions, trying, you know, just swearing up and down that they had pot on them or something like that, or were doing something that was illegal, and, you know, they didn't have all this stuff on them. They held him, I think she said, for like two, like, question them or doing something for like 2 hours with them one time.
It's a small price to pay for a safe society, citizen.
You know, you're going to obviously have more success bringing people on board who've been screwed over by the police, because
there are a lot of them.
Right. Yes, there are.
Yeah. It's going to take a cop that has really keen vision and a critical mind to be able to come on board with Liberty.
The honesty.
They're out there, and once they do, man, they're unflackable.
They're really
Gosh, you know, getting them there can be tough.
Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home, whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts. You'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features for free, so enjoy those. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things you can do. A lot of ideas for you to help get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. All right, so...
And speaking of promoting Free Talk Live, the gentleman who just called in was asking questions about how should I deal with my best friend who's a cop and who's very much apologetic for the way that some police officers abuse their power and that kind of thing. And we were kind of just sort of saying, well, you know, it's tough when people make their living doing, government work to tell them that, you know, that what they're doing is in some way immoral or bad.
Yeah.
That's a tough position to take. But I think that one of the best positions, one of the easiest things that one can do is have them listen to Free Talk Live. Because Free Talk Live does have a tendency to hook some people who, you know, are into the government paradigm because they, you know, some people listen to talk radio because they don't like what the hosts are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time,
so they keep listening.
The very consistent message that we bring is infectious. It is difficult not to glom onto it. Republicans and Democrats, they've got their message. It's not consistent. The message of liberty is.
And it's hard to not notice over time, right? As you're exposed to it consistently, you'll get it eventually. You'll at least get part of it. And I think asking questions of the people in law enforcement positions and the supporters of law enforcement is important as well. Being as pleasant about the conversation as possible, not allowing yourself to get upset.
This was
upset.
His best friend, so clearly that was going
to
be the case.
Yeah, not allowing yourself to get upset about what kind of conversation transpires. And it would be interesting to actually hear from people like, maybe Brad Jardis or others who have had experience in bringing law enforcement officers on board with the ideas of liberty. I would love to hear people's stories as to, you know, what was the process like? How long did it take? Are we talking about a half a decade? Are there any speed stories where a cop has changed from somebody who totally supports the system to someone who questions even their job?
I think there has to be. Yeah. Absolutely has to be.
Yeah,
but I also think that there's a disadvantage to cops in particular getting them on board with the ideas of total liberty is
then
that
they quit.
Right. What happens with Brad Jardis is what happens is that they find their job to be so reprehensibly immoral that they can't do it any longer,
yeah.
and they leave, and then who takes their place?
Another
Somebody
thug.
Who doesn't.
Yeah.
Right. That would be what would happen if they adopted the complete liberty standpoint, which is something that I have not even done. So
right. Well, now you don't even have to do a complete liberty. It's just you just have to get to the point of where you can't handle the immorality of the job.
Oh, certainly, I would have a difficult time being a police officer. Of course, you could just not enforce those laws and see if it gets you fired.
You could, but
yeah,
the problem
is probably not going to get it's you get promoted likely in police departments for a lot of reasons for busts. And who's easier to bust? Mm-hmm. Kids with pot or drug dealers and things like that, or murderers, rapists, arsonists. Those people are hard to find because they're not nearly as common.
Well, plus we had Officer Liberty calling the show.
They don't make money for the department.
Well, yeah, certainly. Well, you're probably not going to get promoted if you take that tax. You might be able to hold on to your job if
perhaps.
You try doing it.
If you have gotten past the initial rookie phase of getting past the what do they call it when the
probation.
Probation, and then you get the tenure or whatever, where government can't. There's an initial phase of a year, or however long it is, and it probably differs in different police departments, to where you're essentially being evaluated. And if at that time you don't do exactly as they tell you to do, you can lose your job at that point. And I know that we had Officer Liberty listening to this program, who was a younger guy who was going through the police training. Mm-hmm. So he was intending to become a police officer. Last time we talked to him, he was no longer Officer Liberty. He had decided that he wanted to do something else with his life at that point. Mm-hmm. So another example of somebody
It'd be a very difficult position to be in. I mean, I could see maybe it'd be easier perhaps if you were a sheriff, because that's an elected office, and you have a lot more discretion. There's not really people above you, really. So you can sort of do what you want.
There's a lot fewer
guidelines.
Sheriffs than there are sheriff's deputies.
Yeah, that's certainly... Yeah, that's certainly true. So it would be difficult to be a rank and file police officer and believe in the ideas of liberty. It would be difficult, not impossible.
So some people they're out there. I mean, they call our show, so we know they exist. And of course, Brad Jardis is an ideal example. I mentioned Shane Maxfield earlier. He's one of the cops.
We had Officer X, and we've had OJ, and we've had years people throughout the years.
They've called in. In fact, sometimes we'll have multiple calls per night from liberty oriented law enforcement officers. The guy here in town, Shane Maxfield, he's come along quite a bit. I mean, he's really taken a critical look at some of the ideas, and he doesn't agree with all of them, but he's had the he's had the intellectual capacity to actually say, "Huh, I'd never thought of that before." When somebody was on the Free Keen forum, they were talking to him about some ideas and making some points.
The important point to take there is that this is not debate class. I know that that's how people believe that you conquer the other person in debate and all that other stuff. No, you're not intending to debate people. You're intending, if you come at them with love and respect, you're much more likely to bring them over to your side.
Right. You want to show
argue
them.
More, even more than debate. Some people just like a good argument.
Yes.
A good flame war. A lot of
very intelligent and critically thinking people are that way.
Yeah, they just want to fight about it.
Right. You want to show, I like what Mark's saying, to come from a perspective of love and compassion and show these people that, presuming they want the same things that you do, and they probably do in general, the general statement of, well, I want a place that's to live in that's safe. You know, I don't want violent crime to be taking place. I don't want things to be stolen. I don't want property to be damaged. These are things that we can agree with readily, I think, with most police officers on. And the idea would be to show them that you'd rather have them engaging in actions that actually protect people rather than harming them. And then hopefully show them how the drug war is hurting people rather than helping them, or whatever other regulations that might be hurting people rather than helping them. And it's going to take time, especially with people like police officers and other government bureaucrats who make their living off of the system.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing I saw.
It's a challenge.
I think I saw a debate somewhere. It might have been, I'm just going to make this up, okay? It might have been between Ron Paul and who's the blonde screeching harpy gal for the Republican side?
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
The guy? And the alleged man.
She's not a terrible looking woman. She's
no, they say she's got an Adam's apple.
Fine, fine. So it was. I think it was between these people. I might be
Nick touched it just to make sure.
Completely wrong here, but essentially, I was thinking you're never going to bring this lady on board. This lady makes money being a conservative pundit. I mean, the idea here is, and I'm not saying that it's. And not valuable for people that
valuable when you have
listen.
An audience who you might be trying to reach. But talking to somebody who's unreachable can be beneficial in that way.
Right.
If you're using them as a heel.
Indeed.
And pick somebody from the other side who's inarticulate. Less articulate than you.
Well, and that's the reason for these adversarial debates on television. But the problem is what it teaches the public in general. And the way Ian and I really started doing this show is that the best way to confront people is through arguing. And no, it's not. It's the very opposite if you want to get people on board. I've been talking to this guy on Facebook, and I get called a coward, a traitor, and, get called every name in the book because I don't support the military. Right, he does. Well, he has his points, and what I find, and I don't know why I keep on getting drawn in with the same guy, but he makes these just murderous Facebook posts, and I can't help but chiming in. And I can't articulate online well enough, and I think it's darn impossible to convince somebody in a message forum.
Yeah, some people have said they've been brought on board by seeing messages on forums.
It's not by me, they haven't.
I remembered what we were going to talk about when we spaced out earlier about it, what Nick wanted to say. And it was the question was asked earlier about a guy who has a rental property. He wants to modify the attic to make it into a third house, essentially a multi-unit home. It's a duplex now. He wants to make it into a triplex. And the question was, should he go through the governmental process? And Nick, you had a point you wanted to make to that.
The point I would make is that there are certain disadvantages to doing it under the table. Number one, if your tenants somehow find out about it, then they do have a certain amount of leverage against you if they know you've got code violations.
That's not pretty.
These licensed people. No, that's not pretty. I mean, that can happen if you're in a situation where you have tenants. I don't think it's a big deal if you're making renovations to the inside of your own home, you don't have other people that you're renting that to that are going to maybe pick up on that and possibly rat you out. You're also not in a good position if, for whatever reason, the city finds out about it, especially if you go to sell a property. Sometimes code enforcement will catch it if they do an inspection.
Right. And the worst case would be that they'd come in and have you tear it all out. That could happen.
Yeah. Right, and you're also, your insurance company might want to know whether that work is licensed too. And if you're not going to insure for the extra value that you've added to the house, you may not be carrying adequate insurance either.
All good points. Thank you for sharing that. Our radio listeners, we're done for tonight. Mark, you wanted to do a little extended edition, as I understand it.
Yes.
So we're going to continue on the internet at listen.freetalklive.com. Nick, you're welcome to stay or go. Your call. More coming up here online, listen.freetalklive.com. Radio listeners, see you tomorrow night.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.